Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Feels like kind of depressing times in a way. And it shouldn't be. We should be excited about football season. The Pirates are one thing, but it's hard to get excited about the Steelers right now because of these injuries that keep piling up. But the story I want to start out with, as we bring in our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, he's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jeff, the Cam Hayward story was very interesting, he said, or the stuff he said, I should say, was very interesting. When he talked about, I just want to play. I want to be here. I want to have one helmet, but that is for them to decide. Well, I think he has a part in deciding that, too. To me, that sounds like if they give me exactly what I want, I'll play here the rest of my career. If they don't, I just might go somewhere else. Is that the way you heard it? Were you there?
Yeah, I was there. It kind of had that feeling of like, hey, we're still negotiating this. So I need to put that out there that I want to be here and that give me a good deal. And I want to be that one helmet guy. I want to be a leader. Look at, I went through all of these drills, no hold ins. I'm a leader of this team that I was going to, you know, continue to do the things that I do. And I'm actually a little surprised that we're still at that point, that there isn't a little bit more calmness on this whole situation of maybe they're just waiting to fit this thing into the salary cap. But you know, we have seen a lot of these salaries before go down to the last minute. I mean, we saw TJ on a Thursday of game week. And as Cam was saying, Polamalu signed one basically on the plane heading to the game on opening day.
I think that it's interesting when you have Freiermuth and you have Hayward, if they don't get this done in the next week, then it's not going to get done, right? I mean, they're both are going to be basically playing for a contract this year.
Yeah, Listen, the Steelers have changed their stance on a number of things. I think this one is still pretty ironclad with how they want to handle it. Like, they're not going to negotiate in season. And actually, I think from a business standpoint, that's a smart thing because it only creates distractions if you're signing guys. Because if you sign one guy, then the others are going to go, oh, wait a minute. Well, how about me? What? Look at me. I'm having a great year. 8 weeks into the season, why am I not getting a new contract? This way they could just say, we don't do it that way. But yeah, you're right, Paul. I mean, listen, I think in this offense, it's a potential for a big year for Freiermuth. So I think there's an onus, if you believe that, if you're the Steelers, to get him under contract. Maybe for Freiermuth, even though you've had some injury concerns, maybe this is one that could springboard you into a bigger contract.
Well, Jeff, there's a lot going on over there. And Isaac Seumalo is the latest offensive line situation. That seems like a troublesome one. I heard the morning show guys talking, Doran talking about that particular injury. It's bad for anybody, but an offensive lineman, it seems, in particular, it's a horrible injury to have. Does a month seem reasonable?
I mean, listen, it seems like it's going to be not that long, which pec injuries, I mean, we've all seen guys miss seasons for pec injuries. So if it is only a month, I mean, that's a relief. But here's where I think the bigger point is, not just losing his production, but you've got a rookie to the right of Seumalo. And if you wanted to move Broderick Jones over to the other side, well, it would at least be his first time in the NFL at left tackle. And you're going to have Spencer Anderson potentially, or Mason McCormick as the other guy that would be that guard. I mean, that's where, to me, you want the cohesion in the line. You want them to be able to do to know each other's thoughts. You lose Seumalo, all of a sudden, this line that 2 years ago famously, you know, didn't miss a snap is already not in disarray, but has had so many different versions of itself, and we haven't even started the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. You could also have four rookies playing. I mean, I know Broderick Jones isn't a rookie, but he's a rookie at left tackle. I mean, you could essentially have four rookies playing on that team on that line in the first week, couldn't you?
You could. I'm feeling pretty strong about Dan Moore playing left tackle and Broderick at right, because Faltano, he only did a couple of individual reps, and that's the first thing he's done. I mean, he could feel better. It's a long weekend. But we're not talking about a veteran who might only need a few days to be ready for the season. We're talking about a guy who's never played in the NFL. I don't care where he was drafted or how many college games he's had. I just don't see him at least starting the season in Atlanta. He needs a little ramp up. But, yeah, I mean, they're going to have an experience there. And, you know, this is where it really sucks that Herbig got hurt, because if Herbig were still healthy, even if he were in line to be the center, you kick him over to guard and you put Frazier in at center.
Will Warren be ready for the opener?
So I saw Jalen, of course, all these guys, it's a four-day weekend for these guys, so they were all looking to get out yesterday. And I saw him on his way out and stopped and said, hey, one quick thing, do you think you'll be ready? And he shook his head and he said he expected to be a full practice on Monday. And he'll know more after that. But that's a good sign. He said he's always been a quick healer. They probably wouldn't be the same snap distribution that they would want ideally. But just to have him in for some plays with his explosiveness, I think would be pretty big.
Well, you see that. The other big question that, you know, Joe and I were throwing around is what are they going to do at receiver? Are they just going to stand pat, or do you think they're going to get the guy that everyone's been talking about for 6 months?
Paul, you ever use this line as a coach, that hope isn't a plan?
Yes.
That's kind of where they're at. You know, you hope that Van Jefferson is, you know, regaining some kind of form. He had that Super Bowl year with the Rams, and you hope that Calvin Austin can be that explosive player that we saw one time against Las Vegas. And you hope that Scotty Miller is a diamond in the rough that is more than just Tom Brady throwing him footballs. I mean, that's what they're down to. And then I think the biggest hope for the receiving core is that you run the ball so well that you just can't overcommit to George, and that would allow the play action to work. And that's where it works. And I think when we say receiving core, I think their number two receiver this year is going to be Freiermuth.
Wow.
Jeff Hathorn on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. All right, Jeff, do you think that Justin Fields, well, let me put it this way, over under 2.5 touches for Justin Fields in that game, whether he comes in, you know, as a gadget guy or actually comes in at, for a series or two at quarterback, over under 2.5 touches?
I'm going to say under for this first week, but I think that will expand. I mean, barring Russ being injured, obviously, but I think early on it's going to be under.
Why? Why don't you think they'll utilize that incredible athleticism? I mean, I think he's one of the most electric players with the ball in his hands in the whole league.
I agree with you. they have done so much of this competition that, you know, he's been working almost primarily at quarterback. Now, do you, here's the other thing to consider. I mean, I know you could say, well, red zone, put him in there. Russ was one of the best red zone quarterbacks in the league last year. So if he takes him down the field and they're feeling a rhythm with him, do you take him out for Fields? I understand the thought process of doing that, but is that what you want to do? Do they have enough reps at that? I'm just not convinced at this point that they're going to go all in on Justin Fields early in the season. I think that will develop, but I don't think that would be right off the top. I could be surprised, but that's just my thoughts on it.
Well, I think that you know, the other question that we have about the Steelers is along with Cam Hayward is the rest of the defensive line. Do you like what you've seen from those guys in preseason? Do you think that the defensive line is going to be good?
I do. I think Leal has looked like a different guy. He's moved around a lot. They've used him in different spots, different locations. He can go on the outside. They're looking at him as a potential fourth edge rusher. I think Montrevious Adams has been steady for them over his career. Not a guy you want to play all the time, but he's steady. And, you know, I think Loudermilk's come in, and you get a guy like Dean Lowry who's made plays in the NFL. And the guys I mentioned are all the backups. I think Benton is primed. I agree with – here's something I do agree with national people on. I think Benton is going to have a breakout-type year. Hayward is healthy. Ogunjobi has been able to practice. He's never able to practice. He's been able to practice this entire time. So at least going into week one, I feel good not only about their starters, but about their depth and their ability to be able to rotate guys in.
How many snaps for Herbig behind Watt and Highsmith?
I mean, if you play it right, you could rest guys to where he works both sides. I'm going to say initially 20, 25, maybe. But they want to use him. It's just a matter of, like, do you take T.J. Watt off the field in passing situations? Obviously not. You want Highsmith in there as well. So if he's going to be getting a lot of first and second downs, he's got to show what he's shown in the preseason, that he's been better against the run, but he's got to show that in the regular season when he's going up against starters for an entire game.
When you look at we talk about the quarterbacks and the offense and all the other stuff. When you look at Russell Wilson, how much, Jeff, does he realistically have left in the tank?
So I will tell you from practice, and this is practice, I mean, he throws a beautiful deep ball. He really does. I mean, it's just the best we've seen since. I mean, occasionally Mason would throw a good one, but consistently the best we've seen since Ben. And I don't think that was Ben's necessarily his forte. I mean, his touch for it is remarkable. Can he hold up health-wise? I think that's the question. I think he still has skills. I think he showed some of that skill last year. Can he hold up health-wise? What's going to be the impact of losing Seumalo, let alone how this line is going to play, because he's a guy who likes to go through his progressions. When he made that nice throw in the preseason game to Pickens, he was allowed time to go through his progressions. It's not always going to be like that. How does he hold up in those situations? Again, what we've seen in camp has been good, but it's camp and practice and a series in the preseason. He is the best quarterback that they have overall. Can he make it through a whole season? I think that's my biggest question.
Yeah. Jeff Hathorn out at the Steelers today, but also can weigh in from time to time on any sport. Can't you, Jeff? And how about the Pirates? What is happening here?
Oh
my God. Greg Brown at the end of the broadcast said it was one of the worst losses in the history of the Pittsburgh Pirates. John Parrotto in all his time said that was as bad as it gets. And Jeff, it might not even have been the worst loss of the series. If you go back to Monday with the 18 runs and the 8 steals, no team had done that since 1912. What is happening here, and can Derek Shelton survive?
Man, I've always said you got to take the whole entire season and then grade him based on the entire year. But this has been such a disaster in April. I mean, they went from being a team where you were excited about potential big time weekend series or big time homestand to they're more likely to get a the first overall pick than they are to make the postseason. I mean, I know in 2012 they had a big epic fail and they had 7 wins in August and had a bad September. And then the next year they made the postseason. I don't know if this team has the pieces that one did. And I still would wait to the end of the season because I don't want one series to alter everything. But, man, it has been a bad run here. And I'll say this. Like, I think all of us would – when you have a closer, you use him. In blessings to everyone in Mars, Bednar sucks right now.
I mean, go ahead.
When you have a closer that can't close or get outs, it makes it very tough to finish games, and that's been their biggest problem. They've had leads, and they've blown them.
Yeah, I mean, they've really, if you think about it, at one point, and this was after the All-Star break. I mean, at one point, Jeff, they were 56-54, and now they are 62-71, which means they've gone, 6-17 or something like that.
Oh. And Paul, you remember, you sweep the White Sox. That's not a big deal. But then you win that series against Philadelphia, you win that series against St. Louis after the All-Star break. You're feeling good about it. Everybody's talking about, hey, I don't want to face this rotation in the postseason. Man, they had issues all over the place, not just managerial issues. And they had guys that just didn't make routine plays or simple plays or make pitches that they needed to for this team to have success.
Back to the Steelers for a minute, Jeff. From all your observation during camp, if Jaylen Warren is healthy, do you think we'll be surprised by how often we might see him and Najee in the backfield together? Is that on the docket here?
I think it's potential. And I think it's also deciding on what kind of production are they getting from receivers. If you can run two tailbacks out there, I think they have a good threesome when you put in Patterson as the third. Like, they have some options there. I think you will see it a few times. I'm not going to say we'll see it a ton, but I think it is an option. Whereas before, when it was talked about, Matt would always kind of, play it off as if, this isn't the NFL. But I think with Arthur Smith, I think that is part of his offense.
Jeff, back to the Pirates. I asked the question in today's Post-Gazette, are the Pirates better off now than they were 5 years ago? Yes. And I take Paul Skeens out of the equation. I'm not sure if the answer is yes.
Wow.
I mean, think about it. They're four best players. Keller, Reynolds, and O'Neill Cruz and Skeens, three of them were inherited by Charrington, not brought here by Charrington.
Yeah, although I'll say this, I think their pitching depth is much better than it was then. To have a Bubba Chandler waiting in the wings, potential for a Burroughs, for a Thomas Harrington, I think, plus you get Oviedo coming back this year, I feel better about their pitching. So maybe I feel a little better than I did 5 years ago because of that. And hopefully they can make a good trade in using pitching as collateral to help some of their other weak areas. So I'll say it's better, but I'm not overly enthusiastic about that answer.
Jeff, we appreciate the time, man. We'll be following all your interviews and coverage there.
Thank you, boys.
There he goes.
There he is.
Jeff Hathorn. Paul has a new flow read coming up. What do you think of the idea of Najee and Jaylen in the same backfield a lot? You like that idea?
I do. I do. I think they bring a lot of different things to the table, right?
Yeah.
And I think that they do. I think one of the toughest things that, for defenses is when you've got to worry about a lot of different things. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and with the lack of a number two receiver, I think Arthur Smith gets creative. They still have guys who can make plays on offense. So, all right, we don't have really, the ideal number two receiver. I think Van Jefferson can be okay. I think that one of the ways you can compensate for that is by having those two guys together. Both can catch and both can run. They're both dual threat guys. So those two, Freiermuth, Pickens, you know, have a package with everybody plus Connor Hayward, one receiver, whatever. Get creative. It doesn't really matter in the end, as long as you have guys on the field who can make plays, including catch the ball. And both of them can. And one thing I'd like to see more of this season is Najee get back into the pass game. Like, yeah. two years ago, he made a great play
Wasn't that supposed to be what his strength was?
Supposed to be one of the big selling points on why you would buck tradition these days and take a running back in the first round. Because this guy can catch like a receiver. All right, then make him one practically, you know? Split him out wide. That's what he did, the winning touchdown against the Ravens a couple years ago. Kenny Pickett, remember him? He threw that pass to Najee, who was one-on-one, I think, against a defensive back, and made a great play in the end zone.
Right.
So,
remember coming out of Alabama, that was the thing about him.
Yes.
He was the ultimate weapon. Who was the guy they compared him to? One of these running backs that...
Well, Le'Veon was like that.
Right. The ultimate weapon. It was like, we've got a guy who's the ultimate weapon here.
So to me, it doesn't matter in the end. Split him out wide or, you know, use Freiermuth more and in different ways. It's just, to me, they still have enough playmakers to win games on offense. It's a matter of actually utilizing them.
Right. I think the big thing is, if you put those two in the backfield together, then it's just amazing, you know, you all of a sudden give the other team something to really look at.
Yeah, I think that would be interesting. But now they're scrambling on the offensive line, and that's worrisome going into game one. Game one looks like one of those batting down the hatches here. Let's just run the ball. Not lose the game on offense. You know, a classic sort of Tomlin approach here. Not lose the game on offense. No turnovers from our quarterback. Depend on our defense and try to get out of there with a win. And I'm not so sure that that's a bad idea or a bad approach going into game one, Paul.
Yeah.
I might get each of those guys 17 touches.
I got to be honest with you. That's the big thing that you have. It's a situation of where you just have to win by 1 point. Doesn't matter if you win by 1 point, 10 points. If it's ugly, it doesn't matter. You just have to survive the first couple of weeks till you figure some things out.
Even if the line was healthy,
right,
you were going to have young guys who figured to have an adjustment period, and it's decidedly not healthy. Nobody knows what state Broderick Jones is in right now. I mean, that was a total disaster.
Right.
Him over the last maybe two games of the preseason. I didn't think he was great the other night either. Fotanu's hurt. Sayamalu's hurt now. Who knows for how long? They can say a month, and who knows how effective he'll be coming back, by the way. Plus, you have a rookie at center. Plus, you have a bad left tackle. I mean, you want to call him average? You want to call Dan Moore average? Okay. Then you have an average left tackle.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah.
My apologies. My apologies. We were talking about the WNBA.
I'm saying, Joe, you okay? You all right in there?
Paul and I were talking about the WNBA, which I can't get enough of. I just can't get enough of. Paul, I wrote about this the other day. I want Pittsburgh to get a team.
Huh.
My worry would be, I think Caitlin Clark would fill the joint. She fills every arena in the league. But I look around and some of those teams don't average many fans still. Now, it might be because some of them are in smaller venues like Atlanta. They moved to the NBA venue when Caitlin comes to town. I would worry about attendance, but I think, you know, this town loves a winner. If you could get a winner in there, I think it could work here. Do you? WNBA franchise?
I think because it's new, it's a shorter season. Yeah, maybe.
And it's summer.
And it's a lot cheaper than, you know, what you would have to do for an NBA team. And it's the summer. Yeah, I think it could work.
You got to get a star to build around.
You got to get a big name star. And, you know, it wouldn't hurt if some of the women's teams here started winning again. I know Duquesne, you know, Duquesne generally is a 20-win team. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
in women's basketball, Dan Byrd has done a nice job of building a program that's at least competitive. And they usually win 20, you know, 22 couple games. But Pitt has been a disaster. Robert Morris, you know, obviously they just fired their coach, so they're rebuilding. But I think the new coach, I like everything that they've done so far. So we'll see. But it would help because when Pitt, when there was a point when all three of those programs were doing really well in women's basketball, it was having the same effect that the Pitt volleyball team has had on the Pitt on volleyball in this area.
How would you describe, as a coach in AAU, the girls basketball scene in Pittsburgh compared to other states, even big basketball states? What's it like?
There's a lot of girls that are playing basketball, but I'm going to tell you, we're losing ground to volleyball in this area, in Western PA. It's still very popular.
You mentioned that to my daughter.
Yeah, they're still very popular in this area. It's still very, you know, there's still lots and lots of girls that are playing basketball, but we have lost ground. Women's basketball, you know, girls basketball, I mean, to volleyball, without a doubt, in this area. And I think part of it is the premier program around is the Pitt volleyball program. And so, you know,
that's interesting.
I mean,
yeah,
if you go to games there, they're sold out. Most of the crowd are all young girls. You know, you go to, you know, certain places. I told you, I went to one gym the one day to coach one of our basketball, you know, game practices. And we happened to be, you know, in the gym, say, 1 o'clock. I get there about 12:45, and there's all these cars in the parking lot. I'm like, what in the world's going on here? And I walk in. There had to be 150 girls. It was a volleyball clinic.
Yep.
There had to be 150 girls in there.
Yeah.
And I was standing there saying, a quarter of these girls, at least, if not half of them, used to be players that played basketball.
Yes.
But now we don't see those kind of players, you know, as much anymore. But there's still a lot of people here. I mean, girls basketball is still valued here, and there's still a lot of people that play, and there are a lot of teams and all that stuff. So if we had a WNBA team, yeah, I think it could work.
I would be pumped. I'll tell you that. And the other important thing is the Penguins are on board as saying they would be cooperative. They released that statement. I forget who from our paper at the Post-Gazette wrote the story that they're that the Sports and Exhibition Authority is commissioning a study even as we speak, and that the Penguins have said, listen, if there's a serious push for this, we would absolutely cooperate and like to have WNBA games at PPG Paints Arena. That's huge to have their cooperation. And then when you look at the numbers in terms of new television deals, did you see the number from the television rating from the Women's Olympics? For the gold medal game, it was up there with World Series-like ratings. So,
and what's amazing is
if I'm a sponsor, I'm looking closely at that. That entices me. You know what I mean?
Well, again, it is definitely they're showing some growth. But as you to your point, you better find a star to put in this market. Somebody that's going to, you know what I mean, draw attention to the team.
Yeah, that's imperative. It's an event town here, like most. But, you know, there was a time when Pitt basketball was as hot as any ticket in this town because they won and they were fun. And that could absolutely happen here. So I'm all for it. Meanwhile, we were remiss, Paul, in not asking City Limits about the Producers basketball game.
Who won?
Last night. All the producers here at the Fan, or most of them, were involved in a pickup basketball game. Who was the best player?
So it was me, Sean Myers, Callis was there, Joel Nelson was there.
Did they put Harry on the low block and nobody could move him?
Harry was shooting threes.
What? Paul?
Yes. I can't
Harry
say...
Harry stepping out for threes.
I can't say Harry was shooting over 17% from three or 20% from three, but he was shooting threes.
Who was the best player?
Either me or Sean Myers. Sean Myers is very good down low. He's a very good rebounder and also can finish close to the basket. I was kind of surprised by that, by how well he could finish close to the basket. I was the premier shooter on the day.
Who could finish?
Sean Myers.
Wow. Okay.
That's interesting.
When
I didn't have that. Did you? Did Donnie Football get in there?
Donnie was not there. He was hosting.
How about Joel T. Nelson?
Joel Nelson's got a
Joel-y?
Shot.
He was there?
Joel did fine.
Any anger come out?
No, not really.
Was anybody angry?
I can't say that anybody was necessarily angry.
Was little intern Dom involved?
Intern
in this?
Dom has been is at Syracuse. He's back at school.
I thought he might come back for a special occasion.
I would love to have crossed over intern Dom to the basket.
Did you say Steph Curry signed a 1-year deal, Paul?
$63 million.
Who is your? Here's what I'm down to in my sports life, and obviously I grew up a passionate fan. I had Bills season tickets when I was in Buffalo, but even with the Bills, I don't sit there and root. You know, I really don't. Unless it's a playoff game and like they're getting close to the Super Bowl, then I want my family, friends back in Buffalo to be happy. Truth be told, I don't care that much. I used to when I moved to Pittsburgh, go to bars and watch Bills game. I don't care. There are very few teams that I root for emotionally anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The Golden State Warriors have been one for a long time. Starting to be the Indiana Fever, by the way.
You've become quite the fan of that Indiana Fever.
So I have basically two teams left that I'm truly a fan of where I go out of my way to watch the games and get, you know, elated or extremely irritated during the games, which is how I know I'm a fan. The Warriors and the Fever. Who is it for you? Who's left? Florida State?
That's it?
It's
the only team I get I'm emotionally attached to.
Why do you love them so
and
much
I'm irrational about it. It's just always been my team since I was little.
Because of Deion?
I mean, Deion. Bobby Bowden, you know, I was a big Bobby Bowden fan. I think when they pulled the punt Ruski off in like 81 or 82, whatever, I became a fan of them. And then, you know what? When they got Deion was, you know, my favorite. And then they got Charlie Ward. I mean, that's always been my team, and that's why Saturday I was in a very miserable mood for a lot of the day.
Yeah, man, that's how you know you're a fan. I'm down to two. How about you, Limits?
Other
Steelers,
than
Penguins, Pitt?
Yeah, the local teams.
In what order?
Pirates, Steelers, Penguins. Pirates, Steelers, Penguins, and then Pitt, Penn State football. Penn State football ahead.
Why the Pirates first? Why? How did that
occur?
Because
I grew up on the 13, 14, 15 teams.
Oh, wow.
That was my childhood, going to 10, 15 games with my dad a year.
Man.
I mean, we went to all the Free Shirt Fridays. I remember specifically in the 2015 season, we went to a Free Shirt Friday in September where it was 35 degrees and snowing. Came back for Fan Appreciation Day on Friday, sat down the third baseline. It was 75 degrees and sunny.
50-minute
moments.
Yeah, it is. That team was so much fun.
I will say it is any Florida State fan, any Florida State team, by the way.
Oh, really?
I can turn on baseball. Like when I got screwed in World Series, I was in a very, very bad mood for 3 days. When they got screwed by, you know, in the World Series. I was flipping through the channels. The one day Florida State softball was on, I was irritated that they lost.
I was with you at Peter's Pub, in Oakland when Florida State played for the national championship, and I was afraid that you would be involved in a violent incident at that bar.
But they won, see?
You were happy, yeah. Had it gone the other way, I don't know that I'd be alive today.
I mean, I've had a number of those. And then, of course, I could go. I could give you a whole long lecture about what it's like to be a fan of a Leonard Hamilton coach team.
Can't be easy.
Not at all.
What's cooking? Brought to you very kindly by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
I beat you to it there, didn't I?
Know, I
figured out a way to do that.
Thank you.
The 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. It's fun to be a fan, isn't it, Limits?
Yeah, my barometer keeps shifting closer and closer to the Steelers with the way that the Pirates are trending right now.
Man, I can't imagine.
It's a very close gap between those two, but the Pirates slightly an edge because of the reason I give.
Yeah, I explained off the top of the show that the Pirates were my first love in sports. My dad and I made a pilgrimage from Buffalo to Pittsburgh in 79 after the Bill Madlock trade, and I got to see some wins against the Phillies. Dave Parker hit a ball over the fence at Three River Stadium that never rose. It was a line drive off his bat that stayed at the same height, Paul, and cracked off a seat. I've never seen anybody hit home runs as hard as him.
Yeah.
Maybe O'Neill Cruz now, but back then it was just a line shot homer. And I lived and died with the Pirates back then, Paul. I put my own Willie Stargell stars on photos of the players after every game. Sometimes I got KDK radio scratchily and listened to games.
When my son played at Pitt, obviously I was invested in the games.
Yeah.
And back in the day, I was invested in games, Pitt games big time, especially the Pitt Hoops team with Charles Smith and Curtis Aiken and all those guys.
Oh, yeah.
And Sean Miller. That era, I loved those teams. And all they did was find a way to just make it miserable for all of us that rooted for them.
I fell in love with the Duquesne basketball teams when I got here because I didn't have any friends when I moved to Pittsburgh. I still don't, really. But when I came here, it was very lonely for me.
Where are your friends, Joe?
City Limits. I lived in Shadyside, and I was going to graduate school at Duquesne, and I just started going to the basketball games. Guys like Tony Petrarca, remember him, Paul?
Yes.
Guys like...
And Nick Petroski.
Yes, and Mark Stevenson, the transfer from Notre Dame, and then it became Kenya Hunter and Derek Alston, and John Carroll was the coach. His wife Beverly taught a feature writing course. I took her course. I fell in love with Duquesne basketball. I was very lonely at the time, and I felt ostracized sometimes, Limits.
Do you still feel ostracized?
Yes, but I no longer need Duquesne basketball to lift my spirits, but at a time, I did. It's time to go. Fan weather, high of 88 today with cloudy skies. Do you want us to say hello to Lanny Fritari? Wait, you didn't go to Waynesburg, did you?
I did, yes. I graduated from there.
Then why are you a Penn State fan?
Are you allowed to be a fan of a bigger school when you go to a smaller school due to their program?
No, not when you're
from Pittsburgh. I probably would have went there if it was like in the same location as where Robert Morris was. I probably would have went there.
Paul, what do you make of this?
I actually, you know, I went to Point Park, and so a lot of Point Park fans were, I mean, a lot of Point Park students that I went to were fans of other schools.
You know, I'm getting my master's from there too, Joe. So online, I'm giving them too much money.
That doesn't count. It's online.
It's still he's still paying them.
I think it still counts.
He's still paying them money.
Yeah, tell my paycheck that's going to them every however many months that it's not counting.
He's still paying them.
The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $2,500 in rebates. Terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 88 with cloudy skies today. That's your fan weather. I'll see you wonderful men tomorrow.
Weren't here tomorrow.
Yeah, I won't. Goodbye, Paul.
Bye-bye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.